welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
Right on the first try.
Ooh, we gotta love it. Welcome, this is podcast number 119. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. How are we the most popular? How does that happen?
Well, it's three ways it can happen.
Right?
It's like three easy steps. It's real simple. Go to iTunes.
One.
Create an account.
Two.
Review us.
Three.
That's it. Three steps, 3 minutes, and we really appreciate it.
So because of you, we are the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. And don't forget, we are your friendly local top position snatchers.
That's the top position snatcher.
Snatchers. Yeah. Boom. Bring it in there. Bring it like from way up there to one to right where you're probably at.
Yeah, that's backwards. We'll bring them down.
Well, we're bringing one.
My
picture is we're bringing one to them.
My picture is I'm bringing the competitor down and moving up.
Oh, yeah. Just climbing up the rung.
Snatching his
shoving
top
people,
position.
Stepping on CEO. It's a good visual. We should replace, like, whoever is on top of a client with the image of the CEO and them. So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, what he said.
And our mantra is, do not be a douche.
Don't be a douche. It's not a good look.
As always, last podcast was podcast 118, and we have a tip from that podcast. It says, keep yourself up to date with SEO and internet marketing. And the reason we brought that up is because we actually had an interview last time. We interviewed Christina Hawkins. She's with Global Specs. Go back. It was a great interview. Mm-hmm. And most of the interview was about she's been in the business for 13 years, and how has what she's done as a web designer changed from an SEO perspective and from a SEO perspective over the last 13 years?
Yeah, it was a pretty great interview, and you know, to hear the perspective from, you know, two different perspectives, one from an internet marketing company and from a web designer, right? You know, how our jobs, you know, cross so much. And so it was definitely a worthwhile interview. Go check that out.
And that is podcast number 118. A little bit of news. Oh, actually, we did get a, you know, I was going to be like the most aggressive SEO dude in history with like 8 tears tattooed to my face. And technically, there isn't one on iTunes. There was one on Facebook, so I don't have to put another tattoo on.
Okay.
We're going to have to get, like, art. Like, yes. Not a real tattoo, because it's not going to happen. Spencer Welch, he says, great show, an awesome way to deliver.
I saw Spencer's.
Yeah, and a great way to deliver the latest and greatest SEO info. Now, he also, punch in the face to you, Spencer. He also submitted from our website, wakemakers.com. That's his website.
That's how I thought it is.
Yeah, exactly. And we will be doing a live video analysis of him here as soon as this podcast ends.
Yeah, in about an hour.
And the way you can see that, the best way to see that really is you can go to YouTube, Ustream. You can find our other channel. We've got a whole lot of website analysis there. Or you could go to YouTube. On YouTube, we actually have a whole bunch of website analysis.
I think it's embedded too on eWeb.
I've got four embedded. Yeah,
okay,
we actually have
YouTube
a link.
Ones.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
We have a link for our Unknown Secrets of SEO website analysis under Internet Marketing, I think. And then we've got four samples there, and then a link to the YouTube page. So you can certainly find us. There's lots of ways to find us. Facebook ones. We talk often about how many downloads we get per week, right? Looking right now, this week's 2,800. It's a little low. Usually it's around 3,500. And we have 162 Facebook followers. So like 3,000 people a week are downloading our podcast, and 162 of you have bothered to go to our Facebook
page and
like us. Really? Like, we don't do commercials. You could be a little irritated about our SEO time limit. We don't ask much. Three simple steps on iTunes, and go to Facebook and like us. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ewebstyle. Our Twitter page is twitter.com/ewebstyle. Our YouTube page is youtube.com/ewebstyle.
Yeah,
you had the robot
voice.
In there.
Yeah, you thought
that was good. I thought it was maybe just how you were moving because you played basketball yesterday.
I'm robot right now.
I am robot.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you can do is send us an email, podcast@e-webstyle.com. And I think that's all of our social, how to stalk us, how to bleh, all that stuff. Hey, listener, Copenhagen, Denmark. We are in Texas, so you say Copenhagen, people are like, yes, sir.
Copenhagen, Denmark. That's what's up.
So shout out to Denmark. Punch in the face. Whoever's listening in Denmark, hit us up. Let us know, and we'll
tweet us, man. Facebook us, man. You know, we'll show you some link love.
I saw an interesting article about Apple and Apple leading the volatile mobile web browser market, right?
So volatile mobile web browser market. Okay, right. I'm with you.
So, you know, for like right now, of mobile searches, 44% of mobile searches happen on Safari. Like 44%. Makes sense, right? iPhone is like the single largest. And then as soon as you get into an Android, there are people like, I have Firefox on Android. I don't use it much. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, I just use the regular browser.
Built-in one. And that's the one that's catching up next. But it's still minuscule. It's like 10%. So, got a long way to go.
Yeah. Catching fast. And, you know, with Apple, you know, releasing their phones on these different networks now, it's going to make it even harder to catch up.
Yeah.
Because I got so many Android partners of mine who use Sprint, right, who are anxiously awaiting iPhone release on Sprint. That's October. And so I'm like, really? Y'all gonna just trade like that?
You know? Android did you right for so long, and you're just gonna like, later. So, he's not like me. A phone player.
Yeah.
He took what he could get while he could get it. But he really wants the model.
Yeah, exactly.
On the PC, actually, IE has dropped from 61% to 55% from like October 2010 until now. You know, the biggest gainer there is Firefox, and then Chrome is taking a little chunk out of that.
Yes, because I was a convert.
Yeah, yeah.
But lately, I've been you know, using two monitors, and I got Chrome up on one, Firefox up on the other. And mainly that's Google. That's your fault. If you would fix Google Apps, I'll take this time to shout out at them. If you would fix Google Apps to where I could use my G Plus account with my Google Apps account, then I would only need one browser.
Yeah, it'd be done. Like, I actually have like, and we've shared the secret around the office here that, and it's a real hush hush secret. So anyone who's listening, all 3,000 of you, don't tell anyone. That there are, what is it called? There are different profiles in Firefox.
Yeah.
So I actually have a shortcut on my desktop that leads to a different profile. That opens up. So now I've got two Firefox browsers open. They use different cookie sets. And I actually make like a different theme so I know which one I'm looking at when I'm on my Google Plus account. I'm with you though. You come on Google, get it together so we can
fix that. There are 5,000 new businesses sign up for Google Apps every day.
That means those businesses, if they are already using Google Plus, are going to have to stay with their old account. They can't move it to the new account. I don't even know what they're doing. Yeah, it was a big challenge switching over. Dean Calhoun, frequent contributor, punch in the face to Dean. Mm-hmm. He's always skiing. He's over in there in Colorado having a great time.
He just checked in at F Agility.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so he's there?
Yeah.
He's clocking in?
Yeah, exactly. Literally, I just saw us on Foursquare. I checked in at F Agility. I was like, okay, you should be there.
Yeah. Get to work. Stop watching like entertainment podcasts and you know, get back to work. He submitted an article on our Facebook page, which is an article on how to SEO a WordPress blog post.
SEO a WordPress blog post.
Yes. Great article, actually. I looked at it. It talks, there's a link to other plugins that they talk about for WordPress related to search engine optimization. Really, really good article. Guys, go check that out. Facebook.com/ewebstyle. You'll find that note from from Dean. And if you like it, you know, put a comment there. Hey, Dean, thanks for the link. And here's my official thanks for the link. Pow! Mm-hmm. Punch in the face.
Or do this, just to make it interesting. I want to see how this works. If you're using the Chrome browser, go to Facebook, and Chrome browser has a +1 extension. See if you can +1 our Facebook post.
for right there from the Chrome browser.
From the browser, yeah.
Cool. I think I'm done with most of this information. I've got one other thing. I saw this article on Search Engine Land, and so this is outside of the Geno time limit. It says Google classifies subdomains as internal links within Webmaster Tools. So what does that mean? You used to have a subdomain. By the way, a lot of people don't realize that www.yourdomain is a subdomain, and that's why Google considers it something different. Your domain is actually, like in the case of us, is actually e-webstyle.com. www, or one less w, I don't know how many I just said, .e-webstyle.com is actually a subdomain. It happens to point to the exact same location and therefore show the same information. You've seen links like, I don't know, getajob.e-webstyle.com or webanalysis.e-webstyle.com. Those are subdomains. Those used to be displayed in Webmaster Tools as external links pointing to, you know, if you were looking at exactly at the details of ewebstyle.com, it would say, oh, look, here's an external link pointing in, even though it was jobs at e-webstyle.com. They're now calling those internal links. So, does it matter?
I think if anybody was using that sort of process to maybe gain a high amount of inbound links per
right.
se, because it external appears
links,
to be
external
links, because
yeah.
it appears to be a different domain name, and if it was affecting their ranking, then yeah, it does matter.
Yeah.
Because they'll probably lose their position.
Yep.
You know, but if you were if you had the correct 301s and everything going on, then probably not. I mean, because in that example you gave, our www is directed to the non-www.
Right.
So it doesn't really make a difference at that point.
Right. All the Google juice goes to the one spot.
Exactly.
And it's 301 is a permanent redirect that Google understands. The last sentence on this, with regard to this article, is on the algorithm side, on how Google handles link weighting for links from subdomains of your site, we have no idea yet. Google has not said anything to my knowledge on this matter. That's what's so great about this podcast. We can literally say anything.
I don't know.
And we can say, I don't know. We could say, we know it has to be this. Or that.
Yeah.
And one of the comments, you know, comments are the best place to get factual information about articles.
Sometimes. Because sometimes I try to read comments. Every time I read an article or post somebody did, I'll scan through comments just to see, because you can't get factual information. A lot of times, though, I'll stop at the fourth comment because it's stupid.
Yeah,
get personal.
Yeah, they rapidly deteriorate into stupid insanity. This was interesting, though, and I like to read them. I like, as opposed to like intelligent insanity.
Yeah.
I like to read these mostly because if it gives a different perspective, like how
exactly.
to potentially view it. And this says, I believe Google considers up to two subdomains as independent websites, and hence the link weights would be in line with what you would get from any other external link. And this says, given the page rank, etc. Anything more than two, and I think Googly simply ignores backlinks from there on. I'm not certain, but pretty sure that I heard this from a Google guy on one of their official channels. So this is as great a reference as you could possibly have. I am not certain, but pretty sure that I heard this from a Google guy on one of their official channels.
Yeah.
So take this with a grain of salt. I like it because it makes you think. You know, Google could make a decision and say, you know what, we're going to give some credit because
they only have two.
Right. Yeah. And often when you do a subdomain, you know, on the bigger websites, like I'm talking like a shell.com or a bp.com, their subdomains can be entirely different divisions that represent the focus of tens of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of would want to give that an external kind of credibility or an external link juice. And so, you know, maybe they do give two or whatever it may be. What it seems now, even if that were true, those are now internal links. So
yeah.
So that goes away. I mean, it goes back to...
I like to see how effective that is in regards to multiple languages. Mm-hmm. We talk about having, you know, different web pages with multiple languages, and you put those in subdomains inside those specific folders. Yep. And so, you know, how is that going to affect ranking for those? Just a thought.
I had one other thought, and it just disappeared. I don't even know where. I don't even know where this. Ooh, here it goes. Yeah. All right, so we've got a little bit of information about, what is it?
Social
media.
Let's talk social, of course, right? But, you know, rather than tell you how to do social, we put an article. Where did you get this article from?
It was emailed to me, Site Pro News.
Right there in front of you, Chuck. Site Pro News, yeah, sent an article about the 10 biggest social media myths. Right, and so I kind of looked at the list already. It was pretty concrete, so we figured we'd share it. Number one.
Number one social media myth. Yeah. We need like music, or I'm not getting a tattoo. Dun dun dun. There we go. I got that. And then we can throw in a.
Yeah, I wish my son was here. He would have joined
me.
He would have got me.
You guys, there are always some visual gags. Not always, sometimes. And certainly Blank Stare is one of them. I know we've got a listener who called this week.
Oh,
who's
going
to enjoy our Blank Stare today.
Got a couple Blank Stares.
So, you know, if you get a chance, you can watch. Let's cover that right now. You can watch this video live. We're filming. We start between 9:15 and 9:30 Central Standard Time on Friday mornings, and
every Friday,
and you can just go to e-webstyle.com/SEO podcast. Couldn't be easier, and you can end up there. You could also go to the homepage, and there's a link. And
watch it live.
You can watch it live right there.
I'm like, you know, I'm a cool dude. So check it out. Check out my unit. You know, today is black strobes fitted. White Star, you know, so it'll be a new hat next week.
Are we gonna have to keep track of your hats now?
Probably.
Okay. Gino's not gonna like that. All right.
Yeah, because of the Gino, right? Social media is nothing but a bunch of carnival barkers.
Is that a myth? Like, have you heard that myth?
I haven't heard that myth before.
This is just a disclaimer. This is the first kind of list or article we've brought in from Site Pro News. So let us jump in here. It's not a bunch of carnival barkers.
Yeah, he basically says it may seem like social media is a bunch of people with bullhorns shouting back and forth at each other, but if you know what you're doing, social media can be very effective and profitable.
Okay, let's pretend that's a myth. And there you go. It's just a myth.
Yeah.
It's not actually true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a little bit of both.
Well, I think, and he's probably just being, you know, taking a little literary license, and, mm-hmm. and you know, it's not just a bunch of carnival barkers. It just feels very foreign and strange to people who haven't kind of jumped in and engaged on the social media platforms that are available.
Speaking of those platforms, number two is, come on. You have to be on every social network.
Of course you have to be on every social. What are you talking about? I gotta be on Twitter and Facebook and Identica. I don't even know how to say that. I've gotta be on
Twitter, Facebook, Twitter. Identica, YouTube, LinkedIn. Those are the ones
Stumble upon, Reddit.
Yeah, I need to use those a little bit more. I do have them, but I just don't. I stumble every now and then.
Oh wait, it's a myth, right? So we
don't.
Don't
need to be doing that.
All right.
About.me. Nah, check that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Created a profile yesterday.
I like that. About me.
I mean, it's a pretty cool. Yeah, exactly. That's cool. Okay, that's kind of awesome. Yeah. I was frustrated. Somebody already had Chuck.
Oh.
I was like, damn. You know. Then they had C. Lewis. So I ended up.
You know, this is a great time to segue to this. I heard some rumor, or I've seen something on YouTube. You've put out something recently. Something new.
Yeah, got the new content management. I was gonna bring it up earlier when we were talking about WordPress. But let's breeze through here, and then we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll get in the blank stare.
We'll talk about you.
Yeah.
Got you. I don't know.
Yeah, talk about me.
There we go.
Let's see here. Anyone can succeed at social media.
By the way, just a comment on you have to be on all social media. We've talked in our previous podcast about, you know, industry, and we're talking like, you know, commercial, not really a retail business, more B2B or manufacturing, things like mm-hmm. that. Those people tend to be on LinkedIn and almost nothing else. You know, if you're selling widgets to municipalities, there's probably not much value in being on Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Doesn't hurt. It actually can help you on, from an SEO perspective, from just the social media campaign that you may be putting together. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, I have noticed that social networking is more effective for B2C clients.
Yep. It's a way to engage your clients.
It's a way to engage. It's a way to provide a different level of customer service and support. It's another method of promotion, and it's free. And so, you know, minus the time you spend doing it. B2C is usually more effective with social networking.
And there's a plug for us. If you don't have time to do it, you know, just setting up a Facebook page really is a waste of time if you're not going to do it.
Yeah, it was like number 10.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh.
Okay, number 4.
Dun, dun, dun.
Social media will replace face-to-face networking.
Again, not sure that's a myth. Let's pretend it's a myth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think nothing will replace. Well, I won't say replace. Replace isn't a good word here. But at the end of the day, face-to-face is you know, referral. A face-to-face referral is always the best form of marketing.
Yep. And word of mouth is always the most powerful. So
yeah,
that's not going to change. What it does is give you another venue to do word of
mouth. Exactly. Yeah. Social is the new. I said it last week. It made perfect sense in my head. I just having one of the moments.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that didn't help. That made it worse. I almost had it till you did that.
Damn.
Okay, I'll keep it moving. When it comes to me, I'll say it.
Okay.
Social media can replace your website.
Ooh. I think there are some types of organizations that could get away with just a Facebook page. I think that's true. And one that comes to mind is like a neighborhood community center thing, right? Where you're sharing, I don't know, pool hours, or you're sharing, who's got the nicest yard of the month or whatever it may be. Do you really need to? I mean, one of the challenges with those organizations is they typically don't have staff. They're volunteers. Things don't get done quickly or on time. Facebook's just something that a couple people could dabble in and really replace it.
Yeah.
How about another that pops to my mind is, and we were just talking about this the other day, a graduating class. Does a graduating class, you know, it's kind of an organization. Mm-hmm. Does it need a Facebook page?
Well, they do. They need a group.
Well, they need a Facebook page. Do they need a website?
Yes.
No. Damn.
Well, and the only reason I said yes, and technically I guess it's not a website, it was a social network. My graduating class,
mm-hmm.
Woodridge, I came out of 97, Woodridge High School, and we had, when it was free, we had a Ning site.
Right, which is a social media platform.
Platform. Right? And so you can create a site out of it, but technically it's a social media platform. But it was only for graduating members.
Right.
And so, you know, we log in, create a profile, and share different stuff, you know, different events or whatnot. So
It was a little more exclusive, right? You were able to exclude it a little more. Okay.
And yeah, rather than, we have a Facebook group as well, which is where everybody migrated to once the site got shut down. so,
once there was a cost associated with the site. Yeah.
So, I don't know. By default, I would say if you're a business, get your website.
Yeah. No. And don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget what I said.
If your business, get your website and use social to enhance that website.
Yep.
Let's see. Number six.
Dun, dun, dun.
Blogging doesn't work.
Is that a myth?
I think our writer
took a lot of artistic.
I think our
license.
Writer doesn't know what myth is.
Yeah. You know, have you seen the movie Princess Bride? And in Princess Bride, they've got the little bald guy who's supposed to be super intelligent, and he keeps saying, "This is inconceivable. This is impossible." And things keep happening, right? And Andrew the Giant's in that, and he was like, "I do not think that means what you think it means." So maybe he doesn't know what myth means.
Yeah, blogging, or maybe I'm looking at it wrong, right? He's saying the myth is blogging doesn't work, when blogging does work.
Yeah, I just didn't realize that myth was out there. And it may be the circles that we're in, right? Because we kind of all in SEO know that blogging does work. It's valuable. You know, it's got to be good content. It's got to be keyword rich. It's got to be, you know, posted properly, according to Dean Calhoun's article that he posted on our Facebook page. So it's, you know, maybe we're too far in the industry to realize that that's actually a myth that's out there.
Another myth. You can't measure
what
your...
What is that?
This is number seven.
Dun, dun, dun.
You can't measure your return on investment with social media. Yeah, that's definitely a myth, because you can measure your ROI, especially with enhancements that analytics makes. Or more importantly, when a lot of our clients who use, you know, their main call to action requires a phone call, call tracking is allowing us to put different numbers in different places, and so we can easily track which form of marketing is being more profitable.
Well, and I think it would be, you know, it's similar to an ad you might place in a newspaper. How trackable is that? You know, it's depending on how did you find us, have you liked us on our Facebook page. So I think it can, Facebook may be more related to brand as opposed to direct sales. It just depends what you're doing with your Facebook page, because you've got total control of your Facebook page.
Yeah, most social is really geared towards branding.
Right.
You know, I mean, because when you try to sell someone through Facebook or Twitter, I call it spam.
You get a dislike.
You get blocked.
Yeah.
You know, and so so yeah, it's more branding related and like I said, customer service related. But you can track the ROI though. You know, analytics will tell us the funnel that people took to get to the checkout page on your site.
Yeah.
That link came from Facebook, and then it landed on your About Us, and then it went to your cart, and then they checked out. I mean, we can track that information.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Social media is time consuming. That's not a myth, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Number nine, I'm going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very well, and that consuming. Goes back to what I was going to say is, you know, if you're just going to build a page and you're not going to do anything with it, it is a total waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do something with it, then go ahead and make a Facebook page. And, you know, spend time on it.
Can I plug out our social right here?
Well,
one of the things we do.
Go ahead. Yeah.
One of the things we do, I mean, if you're a business and you know you need social media and not quite sure, one of the things we do is we'll not only create that Facebook fan page for you and Twitter profiles and you know, YouTube page if we need to, but we'll be social for you. We'll post. We'll comment, you know. And
relevant
and
to your business.
Relevant to your business.
Frequently.
And yeah. Communicate with your people, and then keep you in the loop on what's going on, and give you recommendations on, okay, you might need to call these people, or you need to go handle that, whatever that may be. And so we can be social for you. All right, that was my plug.
Good.
Number nine.
Dun, dun, dun.
Social media isn't right for your type of business.
Well, I guess if you're in industry, we've talked about Facebook page is probably not necessary. Twitter, not necessary. We consider LinkedIn social, so LinkedIn is necessary. Mm-hmm. I think LinkedIn is necessary for any individual, right? Because it's networking is paramount to everything that you do, and LinkedIn is a great way to network. So get involved, get your LinkedIn page set up.
I'm going to say this, though. make sure you use your pages the right way. You know, what I've been getting annoyed with is, because I travel in the same circle, right? So if we're networked on LinkedIn, then chances are you're a friend of my Facebook page, I'll follow you on Twitter, and you're in one of my G+ circles.
Right.
Right? Cross-posting. You hit me with the same information 4 times.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I do that.
Like, LinkedIn is more professional, more, so, you know, come with me that way. Business opportunities, things of that nature. Facebook, this is friendly. Want to hit me with some pictures.
Okay, video, cool. Or something to comment on what you're going to talk about soon.
Yeah. You got a link I need to see? Tweet it to me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Or some information that I probably need to research, or you need some more than 140 characters. Plus it to me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So use the platforms the way they are constructed, and not just for mass spam and promo.
Across everything. Yeah.
Number 10. This is the last
dun,
one.
Dun, dun, dun. That was number 10.
I know. Oh, create a profile page and forget it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That is what is described as an absolute waste of time. We know it's time consuming. You've got to make that commitment. Make that Facebook page and either, you know, hire a company like ours, or frankly our services are crazy affordable.
It's specifically the raise social price. You know, good time to get in.
We'll be social for you, and you'll actually get value out of the time and money that you invest in figuring out what you want to do with social.
On another note, let me tell you why I don't like people who do that. When I was just talking about the about.me.
Right.
Slash Chuck was taken.
Right.
Dude's not using. No. He was using his. And I actually know him.
Oh, you that's
yeah, that's, I was like, he beat me to it, you know. But no, C. Lewis. About.me/C. Lewis was taken. I go to the profile page.
Nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Ah.
And so I was like, you know, why'd you sign up, bro? I'll use it. You know what I'm saying?
It would already be set up. Well, yeah.
Yeah, this is set up now. So, yeah, don't create a profile and don't do nothing with it. I mean, because other people can do something with it. And more importantly, if you create it, do something with it. Use it and enhance your business with it.
Yeah.
Got some news.
All right.
So, yeah, so, you know.
Blank stare news or?
No, this is CMS.
Okay.
This is CMS.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. The announcement.
Yeah, so, they'll pay you to do that.
Can I go to conferences? Mm-hmm. I'll keep your rhythm. That's just scary.
It's not scary, it's weird.
With the lapel mic. All right.
I released Content Management Systems. That's a new rap, SEO rapper song. I put it out Sunday. Shout out to everybody at WordPress and ModX. And WP Candy put it out there, and so the views shot up. It's like over 3,000 views already.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's cool. Moving.
Shout out to ModX. You know, and all the other content management systems that I mentioned in there, I wasn't trying to hate on y'all or talk down or anything like that. I just don't use it.
Right.
I use WordPress, and I use ModX. And so those are the two I talked about the most. I highlighted some benefits, pros and cons of both. And so check it out, youtube.com/mostserious, or just go to theseorapper.com and check it out there.
Cool. It's a good video. It's good music, great tunes. We had somebody ask if they wanted to do a Drupal project, and I sent the rap first and said, call me when you're done listening to this.
Drupal. Like, yeah. You know, Drupal, I took a shot at them in the song.
I looked at their back end the other day, yesterday I think it was, and I think maybe it's improved a lot.
Maybe. I mean, I got a friend, my boy Al, he's actually over at Shipple. He uses it.
Yeah.
Like, swears by Drupal, and so more power to you. When I tried it, maybe it was because I was accustomed to ModX and WordPress, and so the layout was different, formatting was different. I was like, I don't have time.
Like, where is everything?
Joomla
to step above. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're number one, according. Well, not number one, but like if you go to, I gauge it by GoDaddy, right?
Uh huh.
GoDaddy has these automatic application installs, and Joomla, WordPress, Zencart.
Number 1, 2, 3.
Wow. Are there most installed applications?
Well, remember, WordPress still has that kind of baggage of being a blog, mm-hmm. of just a blogging software, and there's so much more than just blogging
we've
now.
We've been using it for everybody.
Yeah, CMS like, for all of our clients, yeah. It's so easy on the back end to use. Yeah.
So we got blanks there. Mm-hmm. Put my hat to the back on this blanks there.
Put my glasses down. That was good.
Head to the back blank was crucial. So blank stare got two forms of blank stare. First, my first blank stare is that kitten. Yes, kitten. I told you I was gonna do this. She contacted us yesterday. She had a few questions about a website. Matter of fact, we're gonna do a web analysis on it today. So you know, talking to the client, getting the email address, and she gave me an MSN email address.
What?
MSN.
She has a.
Yeah, like, she has an MSN.
At MSN? Wow.
At MSN.com.
Wow.
I almost thought she was lying.
Are you sure MSN is not Hotmail?
It was at MSN.
Wow.
Yeah, so blank stare at you, kidding. Come on.
We'll get you right.
Second blank stare is that this London, of all places, London's financial district. Right. Apple does not have a Apple store in the London financial district.
Right.
So they're planning to build this huge complex, like 10 stories, 27,000 square feet, all this here, huge Apple sign on top. The financial district is trying to prevent them from building it. Here's the key part. Because it's going to block the sun.
Isn't that like, remember the old Apple commercial where they were like, fight the man and throwing the hammer into the screen, right? Apple is going to block the sun. Wow. By the way, I didn't know the sun ever shone in London. Like
that was the first comment somebody said.
Isn't that where vampires hang out?
We're going to block the sun. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Shame on you, London.
I hope I aspire someday to build a building that is stopped by the local community because it's going to block the sun. Like, what about like Dubai towers and you know that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's all I have.
That's blank stare out the wazoo.
And all right. I'll post that article on Facebook too.
You have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. This has been podcast number 119. Wow, we're getting up there. We are the most popular because of you. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for going onto iTunes and commenting. Thank you for going to Facebook and liking us. Thank you for following us on Twitter. I think you can also follow us on YouTube. Also, go out and go to our Podomatic page. And that's you can find a link to that at our e-webstyle.com/SEO podcast. Or you can go directly to ewebstyle.podomatic.com.
One of the subdomains you're talking about.
Yeah, there's this. Yeah, they got a million subdomains. Go there and listen to one of our podcasts there, because that actually helps us with our ranking on Podomatic. They redid their whole rank scoring and so we've kind of dropped and love to be back up at the top, and it really is dependent on how much traffic we send to them. So a couple of you just go out there. That'll make a huge difference. We really appreciate you guys. Is that it?
Yes, it's all
I have. Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now.